Welcome back here on Radio on the Go. We're joined by the head coach of West Fork Boys Wrestling, Keaton Wilson, as the Warhawks prepare for a quad on the road in conference action up at North Union on Thursday. And coach, how things have been going here in 26 for your team getting ready for this quad?
Last weekend we wrestled better, not great yet, but better in certain positions. We just got to feel danger. I mean, we're up 10-0 in a match going into the second period, and we're getting pinned in the second period because we just don't feel positioning yet. So I'm really stressing that this week early. Today, I think we probably spent 45 minutes just on that stuff. But otherwise, boys are looking good. They're hungry, so that's all I can ask for. I don't have to coach effort, and that is something that I'm very grateful for, because no matter who they're wrestling, they step out and give it best effort, win or lose, which you can't ask for more as a coach.
A conference preview for your team, a chance to see some wrestlers that you could see at the conference meet coming up. The value of that as you take on some conference opponents at this quad.
You know, we get some wins here Thursday. It's going to help our seeding at conference. And ideally, you want a better seed than a worse seed. So the boys are going to leave it all on the mat and be ready to roll. And whatever happens, happens. So.
Some wrestlers you've seen that have really stepped up here in early 2026, doing what they need to do on the mat, but also helping their fellow wrestlers to progress in the room.
Jensen Robbins has stepped up a lot this year, definitely as one of our biggest leaders. Brooks Jones, been out for a while with an injury, back, ready to roll, been wrestling really well in the room, really hoping that transpires to the mat in competition. Been wrestling really, really well and tough. And then you got Kyan Peterson. I mean, he's kind of flying under the radar right now. He's got a losing record, but, I mean, if you go back and look at probably 5-6 of his matches, he was winning those matches and got pinned in the final period or got out of position or whatever it may be and just gave up a silly takedown. So, I mean, you flip that, and now he's probably 16-7 right now. So, ideally, hoping that he turns that corner right here, and he hopes to, so...
Final thoughts, Coach, as this Warhawks boys wrestling team gets ready for some of their biggest meets towards the end of this month, but it starts with the quad on Thursday evening.
We're ready to roll. We've been beat up a little bit this year. Just beat up this year and battling injuries and sickness constantly throughout the year, and we're close to healthy again. So hopefully we can put some wins on the board on Thursday. And I mean, if we win the duel, we win the duel. If we don't, we don't. But all I want to see is them keep giving me the best effort, best foot forward at all times.
Well, Coach, thanks for the time. Best of luck to you and the Warhawks with the quad on Thursday. And as you progress forward beyond that with tournaments and more duels to get ready for conference at the end of the month.
Thank you.